The second annual Keeping Pace with Parkinson's Walk and Run will be held on May 21st at Butterfield Trail Village in Fayetteville. Gillian Woods is a gerontologist and a co-founder of the Parkinson's Walk. She says she co-founded the 1 mile run and walk with two of her friends due to the lack of awareness and fundraising events for Parkinson's disease in Northwest Arkansas. The first Keeping Pace with Parkinson's Walk was held last June.
We had about 130 people attend, all touched by Parkinson's. Either they themselves have the diagnosis or they're caregivers of somebody with Parkinson's. And we had a walk-run event in which most of the people participated. And then we also had lectures throughout the morning to educate people about signs and symptoms of Parkinson's, different treatment options, and then also some of the services that are available for both the patients and the caregivers. And we have the same setup again this year. We'll have the run, walk, and then Alan Diamond, a neurologist, is a Parkinson's specialist at Washington Regional, and he'll talk about new upcoming research information about treatments, and then we'll talk about different hot topics associated with within the field of Parkinson's disease. And then we have a silent auction to raise money. Area organizations donated items for the auction.
Parkinson's is a neurological disease. It is considered a movement disorder since the area of the brain affected by Parkinson's controls movement.
It affects people's walking abilities. So sometimes you'll see a shuffling gait and you might see freezing, meaning they just stop and they can't move. It also affects their hands and their arms as far as tremors. It's considered a resting tremor, meaning that if somebody is just sitting still, their hands might be shaking, as opposed to if they're trying to, say, pick up a glass to drink or write out a check, their hands are not as shaky. It also can affect people's mood, and so people with Parkinson's are more prone to experience depression and anxiety, and it can also affect cognition. So people with Parkinson's have issues with attention and concentration and executive function, which is just higher level functioning as far as multitasking, for example, or holding information in your mind for a short period of time to problem solve and come up with the next step in the future. And we also see changes with visuospatial skills.
Another area of concern for people with Parkinson's is the inability to drive in later stages of the disease. Since these patients become more dependent on family or caregivers, it is important such families and caregivers receive support. Every year, about 60,000 people are diagnosed with Parkinson's. Even though most patients are usually in their 60s, 70s, or 80s, people of any age can get the disease.
Northwest Arkansas has a huge senior population. And if you think about the senior population, take usually they say 1.5 to 2% of the population has Parkinson's, which is a very, very large amount of people in this area. We have in this area, we only have two support groups, but we have people who are in their 40s who attend the support group all the way up to their late 80s. So it's a huge range.
Over $7,000 were raised last year with the help of the 130 people who attended the walk. This year, the proceeds will go to the National Parkinson's Disease Foundation.
We utilize support from all different types of Parkinson's organizations, and we've decided to keep giving the money to the Parkinson's Disease Foundation. Now, this is a national organization, but they provide excellent materials, written materials for all of our patients through the Movement Disorders Clinic, and then for people all through Northwest Arkansas for free. And they provide online support 24 hours a day. And they have what we like about this organization specifically is it's not just about the disease, it's about the whole person. And so they have a quilt project to engage kind of creative coping, and they have essays that are posted online that and people with Parkinson's can make videos and share those. And, you know, it's just a very kind of holistic way of looking at Parkinson's and taking care of the whole person and the family. So, yes, the funds, while it's going to a national organization, essentially the funds do come right back and serve our community.
Registration for the second annual Keeping Pace with Parkinson's Walk and Run costs $10.
People can contact me directly. The number, obviously it's Gillian Woods, and the number is 463-4419, or they can email me at ggw49@yahoo.com. And if they want, I can send out registration information. The other place that they can look for information is on, we have a website through the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, and it's support.pdf.org/NWA Keeping the Pace, because it's Northwest Arkansas and our event is actually called Keeping the Pace with Parkinson's. So they can log on there to make a donation or to see information about the event, or they can contact me directly.
The second annual Keeping Pace with Parkinson's Walk and Run will take place at Butterfield Trail Village in Fayetteville on May 21st, starting 8 a.m. Participants interested in a T-shirt can register before May 10th. Individuals can also register the day of the event. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.